You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Folks, Mother's Day is around the corner, and let me talk to you about 1-800-Flowers. I can't wait. Every year, it's a tradition. I send stuff to my mother, my mother-in-law, and my wife because they are three amazing moms. They're better than all your moms out there. You think you have good moms? No, I have good moms in my life. I'm just kidding. This was a little harsh. I'm sure you guys all have good moms too. From your mom to the mother of your children and all the moms in between, this Mother's Day, give back to the ones that have given you everything. 1-800-Flowers helps you celebrate all amazing moms, from homemade bouquets, sweet treats, gourmet food, and one-of-a-kind gifts, ordered easily and delivered fresh. For a limited time, you can save up to 40% off Mother's Day bestsellers at 1-800-Flowers.com/Dan. Don't wait. Order today and save up to 40% at 1-800-Flowers.com/Dan.
Now's a good time to remember where the story of tequila started. In 1795, the first tequila distillery was opened by the Cuervo family. And 229 years later, Cuervo is still going strong. Family-owned from the start, same family, same land. Now's a good time to enjoy Cuervo, the tequila that invented tequila. Go to Cuervo.com to shop tequila or visit a store near you. Cuervo, now's a good time.
Trademarks owned by Becle, SAB the CV. Copyright 2024, Proximo. Jersey City, New Jersey, please drink responsibly.
I love a lot of things about Selection Sunday. One, I get very emotional when I get to see like the small schools get to go to the tournament for the first time ever. Like that, it will literally make me cry. It's the women make me cry more than the men do. I don't really cry when I see the men get to go to the tournament for the first time.
What are you doing there? I mean,
I'm just watching them. Okay. I watch the men's tournament for the funny moments,
right?
Or the selection show where, like yesterday, Iowa State. They had just gotten announced as the 2 seed, and they were seated way lower than they should have been. And they'll keep the view of them on the screen as they're talking about them. So them in the room. So they're celebrating because they got their announcement. And then Clark Kellogg is like, their schedule was so bad. They did terrible. And it's just them shitting on the team with them on the camera there. So they're like celebrating, but you can see the players be like, what is he saying about us? And I freaking love it. I think it's so funny. They had another moment where they were showing Drake on the screen and the camera just gave out. It just went to all the bars.
It is funny. I was noticing when they announced Green Bay, Lucy, the internet service, whatever, it was so bad. It was so bad and so fuzzy. They're like, they were so hit or miss, I feel like, for the women's selection show. Some of them would be like the most excited people you've ever seen in your life, and like crystal clear 4K, and then some of them were just like fuzzy, or they cut away before they reacted to it, because I think there was like a little bit of a lag for some of them. And so they're like, they're not reacting, and back to the studio.
Yeah,
very awkward.
The whole women's show was just, and I love Elle Duncan, but it was Elle Duncan being like, they don't seem excited at all, and it was like, girl, they're like 10 seconds behind you, they don't see it yet. And then she'd like cut away, and then they'd start celebrating. She'd be like, oh my god, it's like they heard me. And it was like, girl, the video is not going to be exactly on time. And it was so funny. And they had another moment where Holly Rowe interviewed the head of the women's selection committee, who I'm beefing with right now. And it was like pitch black. You couldn't see anything. The lighting was so terrible.
It was terrible. Like, I noticed that too.
It was just a weird, show, but I enjoyed it.
Besides what you said on today's show, how are you escalating this beef with the head of the committee? Are you doing anything? Do we have a plan for this? Or
no, I can't think that far ahead.
You're just saying that I have beef?
I'm just have beef. Sometimes you can just have beef with people, and I think with time, I'll get over it.
No.
Well, it depends on how the season ends.
Lucy, they're going to put this on a billboard in Cleveland or something. This is how the show works. You can never just have beef. There has to be an escalation of the beef. There has to be like something that will either embarrass you or harm future job prospects for the show to be operating correctly.
I feel like working here just harms future job prospects, and I kind of knew that risk signing on, so I'm not worried about that one. Maybe, I don't know, maybe I'll write her a letter or something. I'm not quite hateful.
A letter?
I'm angry, but I think in a few days, when I didn't sleep well last night, I was thinking about the brackets, so I'm a little cranky.
I think a letter will do it.
I think a letter will be fine, and it's not even going to be a mean letter. It's going to be like, hey girl, I really don't think that was cool. And I forgive you because I'm a girl's girl, and I respect you. Right. You're a woman in a powerful position. Yes. Hell yeah, sister. But don't do that shit with Iowa again, please.
But you don't think it's cool because they gave the best player in college basketball the hardest draw to the Final Four.
And I said, I'm going to tell her, I don't think it was cool, but I respect you as a woman, and I respect you in your position of power. Hell yeah, women in sports forever. But girl, That was not your best move.
Do you guys think Clark Kellogg is pissed at someone at CBS? Like, do you think they intended for Kellogg to still be rolling while Iowa State was listening to that rant?
It was, like, casual enough where, like, he wasn't like, they suck, because Iowa State's a very good team, but he was just like, yep, they earned this spot because they didn't play anybody in the non-conference. And it was just kind of like, oh, okay, cool. Like, you gotta cut that.
Clark Kellogg named that connotes an ice cream topping.
Ooh.
And a cereal.
Well, yeah.